Allegations that the Czech writer Milan Kundera informed on a suspected Western agent in 1950 have dominated the news all this week, and on Wednesday there was a new twist. An 81-year-old literary translator named Zdeněk Pešat came forward to say it was not Milan Kundera who had gone to the police, but his friend Miroslav Dlask. Earlier this week, Milan Kundera broke a 25-year vow of silence with the media to categorically reject the informer claims. Rob Cameron has more.
The allegations against Milan Kundera were published on Monday in the weekly Respekt and were made by a researcher at the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes. They're based on two sources, a 1950 police report and the testimony of an elderly woman named Iva Militka, who was a student in Prague at the time. It was Iva Militka who bumped into Miroslav Dvořáček, the Western agent who was later betrayed to the police. It was Iva Militka who offered to put him up for the night in her student dorm, and it was Iva Militka who told her boyfriend and future husband Miroslav Dlask about the chance encounter with her old friend. Exactly what happened between that point and Dvořáček's arrest several hours later will most likely never be known. Iva Militka, now Dlaskova, speaking in an interview to the Aktuálně.cz news server this week, claimed after decades of silence that her husband had finally told her in the early 1990s it was not him, as she had always believed, but his friend Milan Kundera, who had gone to the police. However, Zdeněk Pešat, an 81-year-old literary translator, has come forward to refute that claim. Speaking to the Czech news agency, he says he remembers Miroslav Dlask telling him that he had informed the authorities and not Milan Kundera. So with these fresh doubts, does the Institute stand by its story? I asked the body's Wojciech Rybka to comment.
We have to be professional and still consider all other available sources, their reliability, their relevance, and so on. And in order to do that, we need to speak to the gentleman to prepare a proper biographical interview with him, and then to critically look at what he says and connect it with other sources, and just then include that into the research.
Do you think it's possible, at least theoretically, that someone, maybe Miroslav Dlask, maybe someone else, went to the police station in 1950 claiming to be Milan Kundera, or perhaps using his ID card?
We simply have to say that our version, as it was published in Respekt Weekly, is the right version, and any amendments to it should not change the basic story, but may amend other facts, but these facts has to be based on the same research methods as Adam Hrdílek used for his story.
It's likely that only two people know the whole truth of what happened on March the 14th, 1950. Milan Kundera categorically rejects the allegations and says he has no idea how his name appeared on the report. That leaves Miroslav Dlask, who died several years ago. All that's left is the testimony of his widow.
And that was Rob Cameron with that report. Early Thursday morning,